The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Samach Beis. I want to speak a little bit more about the inyan of Ribua by Tefillin. The Bir Halacha in Siman Lamed Beis says as follows. That it's pashut to him, not like what we said over from the Tshuvas Chesed Lavram. We said a hetter from the Chesed Lavram that if only a part of the height of the tefillin has a kilkel in the ribua, let's say a third of the height of the corner of the tefillin gets smashed in. So he says, since rave of it is okay, so the mele of the whole tefillin is good. So the Bir Halacha writes, it's pashut not like that. Why? And so he actually says a different kind of svara, why it would be okay if only a part of it was broken. He says because since there's no, you don't have to have the shear of tefillin that we make. We make tefillin that are a little bit bigger than the shear. So a mela, it could be you could say that since you didn't have to make that part of the tefillin in the first place, so it shouldn't be a problem if the ribua in that chiluk is not good. So he says no. You see it by the Mizbeach, that if a little bit of the Mizbeach is missing, like we said, a Tefach or a Kazayis, it's possible. Why? Tainiz of Mishnah Berurah, our Gemara says that Midas Koymasa is not Ma'akiv, the height of the Mizbeach is not Ma'akiv. So why should it be a problem if only a little bit of the Mizbeach is missing? Why can't you say the same Svara? That take, Dalmine, make believe that part was never built in the first place, so it shouldn't be worse than that. So you see clearly that even though you didn't have to make that part of the mizbeach in the first place, nevertheless, once you made it, you have to make sure that the ribua is good. He says also, you can't say that the only place where the ribua is ma'akiv is at the top corners of the tefillin, because when the Gemara in Chulin says that the pegimas ha-mizbeach, according to one man the Amar is kezayis, according to one man the Amar is a tefach, the Gemara is not just referring to the top corner of the Mizbeach. The Gemara is referring, he proves from the Gemara over there, that the Gemara is referring to any place in the Mizbeach. That at any point of the Mizbeach, there is a Pgima in the Mizbeach that would pass the Mizbeach. So you see clearly, it's not just the top corners that you have to make sure that they're perfectly square. If there's anything missing anywhere around the tefillin, where at that point it's not going to be considered perfectly square, that's going to be a problem of Kilkel HaRibua. Also, we said over yesterday that there's another raya that I don't know why he doesn't bring this raya that you see clearly by the Gemara of Kisei Adam. Also, that there's a problem if you put a little bit of afar that it also ruins the ribua of the mizbeach. So l'chayr, that's also a proof that any point in the mizbeach, the kilkel ribua is going to be ma'akev. So he brings down the Gemara in Chulin that says that Kazayis and Ketefach, and he says, okay, so we're going to say that if a tiny bit is missing from the tefillin, it's not going to be a problem. But he says, obviously, we're going to have to cheshbon according to the size of the tefillin, and then that shear is going to be very, very small, like we said over the other day from the Eretz Tzvi. So he says, it can't be that chagiras tzipoiren, if it's just a tiny bit scratch, so that if you run your fingernail over it, your fingernail catches on the scratch, that can't be a problem. Why? Because the Gemara over there in Chulin mentions a number of things where there's a psul kechagiras tzipoiren. One of the things which is possible chagiras tzipoiren is avne mizbeach, the actual stones of the mizbeach, but not the whole structure of the mizbeach. So he says, if tefillin would be possible, the chagiras tzipoiren, if when you run your fingernail over the tefillin and it catches, if that would be a problem that the ribua is possible, so then why didn't the Gemara list tefillin as one of the things which is nifsal b'chagiras tzipoiren? From there you see, says the Bir Halacha, that the shear has to be bigger than chagiras tzipoiren. Because otherwise the Gemara should have listed this among the things which is possible chagiras tzipoiren. So he says he doesn't know what the shear is. It has to be a little, if it's a little bit bigger than chagiras tzipoiren, you have to be concerned that you have a problem. And the Igros Moshe Feinstein writes something phenomenal. And it's very interesting that none of the other Achronim bring this raya. Like we said over yesterday, the Gemara Menachos says that Tfilim Rubois Halacha Moshe Misinai, but tougher than Allah Chsein. It has to be that the stitches are perfectly square. And the Gemara says something very interesting. It has to be by Allah Chsein. What does Allah Chsein mean? So Rashi says over there that Allah Chsein means that the Gemara says in Erevin and other places that in Sukkah, the Gemara says that if you want to know, if you have, let's say, something which is square, which is a foot long and a foot wide, or amalung amoid. So Gemara says, if you want to know what the diagonal from one corner to the other corner is, then you say that it's 1 2/5. It's 1 2/5 of a amma. That's the cheshbon that the Gemara gives. Now, mathematically, we know, and not just we know, but Taisa says that this can't be an exact cheshbon. The cheshbon of 1 2/5 cannot be exact. Taisa proves it mathematically that you can't say, it's impossible to say that the Gemara's calculation is perfectly exact. We know that the shear of the diagonal is 1.4, and then you add on fours infinitely. So you end up with slightly more than 1.4. So, says Rav Moshe, if the Gemara is telling us that the way to figure out whether the tefillin is square is by taking a string and putting it diagonally across the tefillin and seeing if you got to 1.4, like the Gemara's shear. If that's what the Gemara is telling us to do, and Taisus tells us that shear is not perfect, so the Gemara is obviously telling us that the tefillin don't have to be perfectly square. If they're square enough so that when you do the diagonal, you can end up with 1.4, then you know that you have the shear that the Gemara wants you to have for the ribua of the tefillin. So it's interesting that none of the other paiskim bring this raya. L'cher, it's a gvaldiga raya. I heard Rishayim, the briskers are very machmen on the Rebu of Tefillin. They said, the raya is a good raya, but verzok das as azoyitz. Who said that that's the way it is? In other words, just because you have a good raya doesn't mean that you proved it. It's a little bit, I don't really understand it in this case, because the Gemara is clearly saying that that's how you figure out if you have square Tefillin. The Gemara is telling us that the cheshbon that you make, you have to go with the Gemara's cheshbon in Sukkah, and say that the Gemara in Sukkah says that it's Amsa and Trei Chomshi. And you have to use that calculation to figure out if you have tefillin rabbi. So anybody who would have ever tried to figure out if the tefillin were exactly square, if they would have gone with such a cheshbon, they would have ended up with tefillin which were a little bit off. So how could the Gemara mislead us and give us instructions which would seem to lead us into a situation where the tefillin are not completely square? You're not going to be yotze with it. So l'chayr, it's a very stark raya from Rabbi Isha. And that would be a geshmaka reason why a person doesn't have to be so medactic exactly to make sure that the tefillin remain perfectly square.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.